This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The bread of affliction, the Old Testament calls it. An estimated 40% of domestic matzah, unleavened crackery bread central to the Jewish celebration of Passover, is produced by a single family-run business that's been operating out of New York's Lower East Side since practically the Exodus. But the company is moving out of New York this summer, as Caroline Losnick reports.
Inside the Streitz factory, you're almost instantly struck, in both senses of the word, by baskets of matzah flying through the air as they move from the oven to the packing floor.
And we bring the flour in the basement. We blow it up to the fifth floor. It goes down to the fourth and second floor to mixing rooms, where it goes down to the third and first floor to ovens. And then everything meets on the second floor to get packed. And then everything goes down the elevator to the shipping room to get shipped over to our warehouse.
That's Aaron Gross, a fifth-generation family member in the business. Gross and two cousins run the day-to-day operations. Streitz has been cranking out 1,800 pounds of the crispy cracker per hour in its Manhattan factory for 90 years. Streitz was state-of-the-art back in the 20s and 30s, but Gross says manufacturing in an antiquated factory is like trying to fight with one hand tied behind your back.
We know how to work in four tenement buildings. We know how to load on the street. We know how to do all this stuff. But the fact that our competitors don't have to do it puts us at an unfair disadvantage.
Despite the challenges, sales of Streitz unleavened bread have been anything but flat. The company earns over $20 million annually. Streitz has many long-term employees, including Rabbi Meir Kirshner.
And I'm the head supervising rabbi here at Streitz for 8 years.
Kirshner makes sure that Streitz production meets strict kosher standards. Even though it's an emotional decision, he knows it's time to go.
We should have been out of this factory years ago.
When Streitz relocates, they'll be able to make about 3,000 pounds of matzah an hour, almost double what they do now. And they'll make bank. 7 years ago, they nearly sold the property for $25 million. What would Streitz founder Aaron Gross's great-great-grandfather Aaron Streitz say about the move?
He'd be proud of us for making this decision, and he would realize that it's necessary.
The new location will likely be in New York or New Jersey. The authenticity that comes from being an anchor of the Jewish Lower East Side is something Gross hopes to keep.
The Lower East Side will always be in our DNA.
One worry in relocating? Finding good New York City water, the not-so-secret ingredient that some say makes the matzah so superb. In New York, I'm Caroline Losnick for Marketplace.